former NHL goalie, analyst for the Minnesota Wild. We'll get his thoughts on that and much more. Mike Greenley joins us. Mike, how are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Good. How many consecutive starts now for Dubnyk?
34, but it's actually 35 if you count the one he had with Arizona. So,
okay.
And then tonight, yeah, so he just keeps rolling along.
Do you think they will rest him once they clinch a playoff berth?
Good question. We do have a back-to-back coming up Monday, Tuesday, at home in Winnipeg, on the road against Chicago. So that's 3 games from now. So, you know, and then the Chicago game would be 4 games from now. So, yeah, if they lock something up, you never know. I think that would be something where you might consider it. But as of now, I mean, like I said, there's a lot can happen in 3 or 4 games here. So right now, obviously, they're not even talking about that far down the road.
Because he's already played 4 sets of back-to-back for the Wild, so obviously he's not concerned about it.
No, he's, and you know, like I said, every time it comes up, it's funny. There was a whole bunch of talk about it the first time, and then, you know, as it kind of wanes, as is it by the last back-to-back, no one was even asking anymore, because, you know, the circumstance where they're saying, well, you know what, he's shown that his numbers are better in the second half of a back-to-back than the first. So at that point, they just stopped even asking. So, yeah, I mean, he's had 4 days off here, a couple days of practice, but, you know, 4 days of just kind of a mental break. So, I think, you know, if with the way he's shown that he can be very durable and very, you know, very focused even throughout the last, 34, he without question can be the same now that he's had a little bit of a break. So I don't think there's any concern in that department.
Mike, as everybody knows, Devin's been a terrific story. I understand he's the team's Masterton candidate. Jason and I, just before you came on, talked briefly. I think Devin, and I know the team comes first at this point, you want to get in and locked up and all that, but I think Devin at least deserves to be in the Hart conversation. Some people might disagree because they say goalies have their own trophies, but I think he belongs in that conversation. You see him every day. What do you think?
The only thing that I would say would be working against him is the fact that it didn't really start on a roll till mid-January. Some of the other people that are being considered, one of them being another goaltender, Carey Price.
Mm-hmm.
Ovechkin got 50 this year, and there's a few other players that you could probably throw in there as well. But the point is that the argument would be likely that, you know, he had a great run from January on, but these other guys have had a great run all season long. That's fine. I mean, I guess I'm more of a realist, so I kind of look and say, well, if there's a guy like Carey Price that's in the running for something like that, or even Ovechkin, don't want to throw mud against the wall, but, we all know who votes for those things. It's the writers, and they're pretty heavy out east, obviously, in terms of, their feelings towards that. So I think that he would probably be considered in the conversation, but, you know, not likely to get the nod.
Mike, it can't just be Dubnyk, although, you know, the Wild weren't giving up many shots at all, even before he got there. The goaltending strictly wasn't good enough. But, you know, the confidence factor that he's given that team, Zach Parise spoke openly about it for sure. He's even, you know, letting him rent out his house for his family to make life more comfortable for him in Minnesota. But which other players other than Dubnyk have elevated their game in this, heroic 2.5-month stretch here for the Wild?
I mean, pretty much everyone. I mean, it's been really collectively beneficial for everybody. Even Dubnyk wouldn't have been able to sustain everything if the team was playing poorly in front of him. So I think it was mostly symbiotic there, where you have Dubnyk playing well, which gave the team confidence, which made them play well, which gave Dubnyk confidence. And it's just kind of basically both fed off each other. You look at the numbers of anybody in the second half, I mean, Zach Parise's numbers have been great. He now hit 30 goals, and that's for the 6th time in his career. Even Thomas Vanek, who was maligned in the first half, has had a great second half, and now he's hit the 20-goal mark. So that's the 10th consecutive year he's done that. So even though Vanek won't hit some of his career numbers in that department, he's really picked up the pace in the last, 40, 50 games, which has been great for the Wild. It's given them another line of scoring. And then, you know, you look at the fact that the Wild have really rolled four lines. They've their fourth liners are all hitting the 10-minute mark in games and more. The fact that they're able to roll those lines and maybe pull a couple minutes off of the top lines and save them, it's given the Wild some pretty darn good third periods over the last, couple months. So everything kind of fed off each other. It's really been, there hasn't been just one guy stepping up. I mean, obviously Dubnyk gets pointed at a lot and he deserves it. But, from a forward standpoint, there's been a lot of great performances. I mean, lately it's been, the last couple of games, it's been the Stewart, Koivu, and Niederreiter line that's been lighting it up. And so before that, there was a good stretch there where, Granlund, Parisi, and Pomandel were contributing to big wins and everything. So, and they've even had some young defensemen step up. So I mean, it really has been, you can point to some guys in small periods. And as I said, Vanek even had an 8-game point streak there a few games ago. So there's been a few guys you can point to at different stretches, but, it's been a really, really, it's really been a depth thing throughout the last few months.
And Mike, when you talk about depth, that's one of the reasons going in, assuming everybody can stay healthy. I like Minnesota's chances in the playoffs. There's teams with more points in both conferences, but the fact is, this is a good team from top to bottom, and that one missing factor, not getting the goaltending, now that that's been settled, this is not a team where you can circle one or two names and say, stop these guys, we stop Minnesota.
Well, they have three lines that can score. Even then, their fourth line, right now they have six players competing for the three spots on the fourth line. You got the guys that'll play, play tonight with Brodziak. Bergenheim's a scratch tonight. Cook is about a week away. Carter's in tonight. Howell is a scratch. If you run down the list of the guys who are playing on the fourth line, there's a lot of competition for ice time. Schrader will play tonight. So, you got guys that are basically going to be pushing to play in that role. And then, like I said, you have the top three lines where all three of them have contributed and can score. So it's been good. It's a great problem to have is when you have so much, so many healthy guys that it looks like a training camp again out there where there's so many bodies. But, things happen quickly. So, hopefully you can stay healthy. But if they stay healthy, then they're going to have some real depth and real competition for ice time.
Mike, I know Devin Dubnyk came out and said it. He wants to re-sign in Minnesota. His GM said that they'd likely look at that as well. What do you see happening with Kyle Brodziak? Does he come back to Minnesota, or is he going to sign elsewhere as a free agent?
Well, that's a good question. And like I said, right now I guess it would depend on numbers because just right now, you pointed out that there's plenty of young guys right now, either young guys or guys that aren't coming off as big of a contract that are fighting for the roles that those guys are playing. When you have a lot of bodies that you could replace guys, not necessarily across the board, but definitely replace guys and give them ice time, and they're making, they're making a third of what Brodziak would make, then obviously that comes into play. So it would be hard to say. I guess, obviously the rest of the season and the postseason will come into play heavily in a lot of those decisions.
Mike, how about Ryan Suter? You guys are still looking to lock some things down here. At some point, do you have to try and get a guy who plays this much some rest?
You know what? He's had his share of the games here and there over the last little while where he's top 30 mark again. But
yeah,
he's also had a couple of games where he's had 22 and 27 minutes, which I know that 25 minutes. I know 27 minutes seems like a lot, but it's not a lot for him.
Only 27, eh?
Yeah, no, you know what? Isn't that crazy that when you're talking like that, you're saying, yeah, I only played 26 tonight. But, the truth is that, he's a guy who can throw out a 32 and a 31 and that kind of thing on a regular basis. So, he doesn't appear to be tired. He seems to be pretty good back there. He's got Brodin back healthy on his right side. Mm-hmm. So they're playing off each other very well, and the Wild they're rolling their guys pretty easily. They have a lot of mobile defensemen, so it's I guess I would say that you can't really judge him based on other people's minutes. And when you do, then you're gonna laugh when you say he had a night off with 26 minutes. But the truth is that I don't think that really. How long has he been doing that? I mean, every time, every year he does that, and every year he's productive, and every year he plays against the top players from opposition, and he doesn't seem to get beat up over it. So, I mean, I guess at some point we have to just change the bar when you're talking about Ryan Suter.
Mike, always good to catch up with you. Enjoy the run to the playoffs. Although the Wild look pretty comfortable, like they're going to make it. It's just a matter of who they're going to play in the first round. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Take care.